This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As the philosopher said, time flies when you're having fun. Here it is, already 7 after the next hour, as we communicate what's going on around the world. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and I are here ready to activate your brain and get you to think about things like this. By the way, somebody said to me, Jay, what do you do during the news breaks? Well, I prepare for the next hour. And I also, this last news break, top of the hour, I counted the blueberries in my blueberry box. I got, there were 18 bad ones. I was trying to get the bad ones out so that I would just grab a handful, because I normally go through a box of these blueberries every day. And so sometimes, depending on where you get them, I find the Driscoll blueberries are the ones that are the worst. If you can find another brand, that's the problem. Driscoll has monopolized the growing and production and distribution of fruit in our country, like so many other big things in terms of ag and other businesses. So you get less quality there, and it's more expensive. So if I can't find something beside Driscoll, I want blueberries. So I go through and pick out the ones that are rotten or discolored or whatever it is, that little white stuff that's on them, and toss them so that I can grab a handful. So that's what I did. What'd you do during the last news break?
I was working on other stuff.
Oh, good for you. Yep. Let's see. Here we are.
I'm either chit-chatting or working. Those are one of the two. Occasionally, if we have a long enough moment, I will take Daisy outside to do her thing.
Yeah, that's what I just did with my Daisy. She's going to have an operation. I got to bring her to a vet today because the chip in her shoulder is not getting better and she's limping.
Oh,
you got to get it fixed.
That poor thing.
Ugh, it's awful. It hasn't slowed her down, and every doctor says, you're controlling her movements, right? I said, yeah, you've had a bulldog, have you, Doc? You know how bulldogs are.
Yeah,
you don't control.
Luck.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, Daisy had ACL surgery a couple of years ago, and they were like, make sure she doesn't try to jump off the bed. And it's like, I'm doing my best, but I am only a human. Like, I only move at a certain speed.
Right. Not as speed fast as the dog. Here's the new mother, Lily Fleet, who posted a cleverly edited video of her dressing her son. And it was spotted by an optometrist named, say it again, Doug. There it is. That was like you earlier today. You couldn't pronounce. What was
prosthesis.
The word you were?
Yeah, that's right. I was struggling over prosthesis.
Well, I just said optometrist correctly. So this is a story of a baby boy's sight saved. Just listen to the way this plays out. The information spotted by Laura Brown, who's an eye doctor. And so the son's name is Ari. Lily Fleet's son's name is Ari. The left eye had a cloudy appearance on it and an outward squint during a short few seconds on a video that she saw.
It's like this is a fleeting moment, and the person happened to notice that.
Yep. So she's speaking of fleeting moments. She messaged Miss Fleet suggesting she get the 8-year-old checked out. And the test revealed that he had some kind of congenital glaucoma, which required an urgent operation to open up the tube in his eye so that fluid could properly drain out.
And this baby is 8 weeks old. This is a newborn, essentially, still.
Yeah. So where was the video that this optometrist saw? Where was it just posted on
TikTok,
on
social media.
Right? Yeah. So apparently the mother had been to the doctor already, but had been turned away. Oh, my God. This is the medical thing. I mean, what turn her away? He can't check her out just to see if there's something to it?
Yeah, they thought it was something that was just like not a big deal, and it would self-correct by 3 months. But this other person was like, this needs to be handled right now. Like, your baby needs an urgent operation, or could lose the sight in his eye.
So frustrating sometimes, these things. Nobody's perfect, but the other side of it is that you need to pay attention
to stuff like this. How would she have known? There are no accidents. I don't believe in accidents.
Well, and
frankly,
so many people trust their doctors. They're the ones who went to school for all of this. But also, something like this could have been something that happens regularly, and it does correct itself.
Yep.
So it's one of those things of, like, you do have to be your own advocate and your baby's advocate. And this is a great moment of social media actually doing some good, where someone's posting something and people take notice. How many times have we heard about these stories where somebody notices a questionable mole or a marking and it turns out being cancer, and they message the person. They're like, hey, go get that checked out.
Get that checked out. Right, exactly. All right, let's move around the world. The Ukrainian war continues, and the Russians continue to deal with the deserters. So apparently the focus is on all the Russian deserters in Ukraine, and people are asking Zelensky, the president, what's the story? What will happen to them? Well, he says they're being treated in a civilized manner, whatever that means. He goes on the air every night to talk to the nation. One that appeared last night appealing to Russians to run away or surrender once they get to the war front. This is after Bad Vlad signed a law doubling the punishment for Russian soldiers who desert. So these protests, though, are going on not only among the soldiers, but also in back in Russia. This is the end of the line, I think, for Putin.
Well, but this has been something that Ukraine has been showing since the beginning of this, when the Russian military didn't have enough gas, they didn't have directions, they were getting lost, they were breaking down on the side of the road, and Ukrainian civilians were giving them hot water and tea and feeding them and letting them use their cell phone so that they could call back to their parents, because these were still children, essentially, and letting them know, like, hey, we are okay. So this is something that I believe Zelensky when he says that you will be treated fairly if you...
And if you get caught by the Russians doing what he's urging you to do, you're going to prison for 10 years. So this is...
At a minimum.
Yeah. They've lost this war. They've lost... Putin's done. It's just a question of time. He was done the first day this started, frankly. But there are other... the Russians... Apparently there's a referendum that's been proposed. And I don't know how they're going to get this done, because the government's not going to let them do it. To get, you know, now that the conscription of young men is taking place, and younger Russians are seeing, okay, well, maybe we weren't being told the truth. The people that all their whole lives are built around social media, which reminds me, I saw something over the weekend which was very frightening about people who are James's age. And those are the people that are being conscripted, people in their young, in their early 20s. Not that James is going to get conscripted, he's American, but that age. And what's happening, I've used the term zombie. You've heard me use that term, right?
Mm-hmm.
The term zombie, in referring to people who are exposed to, or who in some way, shape, or form are letting their lives be controlled by these devices. And so there's a whole thing about this whole generation that's becoming zombified because of the fact. And the reason I bring it up now is because this is the generation of Russians who think that Putin is doing okay. They believe him because what they read in their damn device is that the Ukrainians are Nazis and they're going to take over. We have to prevent another Nazi regime from being started. And these kids believe it.
There's adults, too.
Well, yeah, but you
it's not just kids. I can't tell you how many adults I have seen or heard from myself or from a friend who somebody's like, hey, did you see this online? Speaking as if it's fact. And it's like, it came from The Onion, which is notably supposed to be like prank news.
Satire.
Yeah.
It's a satire. Yeah. The Onion is satire.
Exactly. I see adults all the time texting and driving, or you can tell they're taking video while they're behind the wheel. It's something that is happening across all ages, and it has to stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here is the latest from Iran. Last week, when this woman was killed because, what was her name? Masha Amini, I believe. Is that how you pronounce it? I think it's something close to that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, as soon as it was learned, you see, the difference between Iran and Russia is that Iranians are very well educated. And that you know, begs the question, well, how the hell does the Ayatollah still exist there, given the fact that Iran is as progressive as it is? Well, I mean, you could say that here. How come we have politicians that are particularly negative or backward in a country that is so progressive?
How come racism still exists?
Yeah.
In a country that's so
any
progressive.
Kind of
prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. Okay, so anyway, some of the reports from Iran today, videos that you can see online, other information that's coming from inside the country, suggest that Iran is in almost a civil war. The protests have become ferocious. The demonstrations began when this woman, who is 22 years old, was killed by the police last week. She was arrested for violating the Iranian law requiring women to wear headscarves, mm-hmm. fully hiding their hair. And there have been a lot of people who have been protesting that. In fact, some of the younger Iranians aren't wearing any headgear at all.
Yeah, exactly. And she was wearing hers. It just apparently was not done correctly. And her family was told that she was just going to be detained, was going to have to watch a video of respect and how to do it properly, and then she would be released. And when her parents and her family finally got wind of where she was unconscious in a hospital fighting for her life.
Yep.
And ended up succumbing to her injuries.
So now the clerics who are in charge, this is what is going to call, I think this is the end. I would like to think it was. Maybe there's so many hardliners in Iran. The inflexibility, we have a hard time believing, as much as we think some of the conservatives, I mean, both extremes, whether it's too much on the right, too much on the left, that are really a problem. When you look at what's going on with the hardliners in Iran, you understand how the police can get away with this. But the growing desperation among young Iranians, perhaps the same ones I was just talking about that were in Russia age-wise, they are, you know, sort of succumbing to all of the news here. But you can see the cars being burnt, the protests, everything's being shut down in Tehran. So maybe that's a good step. 18 after the hour.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit greenstockjournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Bye.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved 2 reformulated vaccines. They're designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, that's sweet. Hey, that's swell. Yes, yes, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jay Kirshner and I about to delve into some celebrity social media stuff, trending things about Post Malone, who has canceled the Boston show. This is a reality based on what happened when you take a nasty spill off the stage. So we'll talk about how this is progressing and try to leave the expletives deleted out of the story as we continue in a moment here. Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy 3, get 3 free, unlimited. So that's buy 4, get 4. Buy 5, get 5. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Donna said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations.
All right, so you're going to have to give me a little backgrounder on this because the name sort of rings a bell with me, but I don't know that much about Post Malone in Boston. Apparently that's as far as it got.
No, he's a big artist, big in the hip hop world, the pop world, the R&B world. Has different awards. He has like 10 Billboard Music Awards. definitely gets a lot of airplay on radio stations. But why we're talking about him now specifically is because last week he had a really nasty fall during his St. Louis concert.
Yeah.
He's walking down the ramp and there was a hole that hadn't been covered properly and he tripped over it and he fell fast, he fell hard, and then he was like pretty much just on the ground in so much pain. People came to check on him. He left the stage. And after a brief pause, he did come back out and finish the show. And he said that he was in so much pain, but it felt like he was doing a little bit better. Well, then cut to when he woke up the day of the Boston concert, and he was in so much pain. He felt like he couldn't breathe. It hurt to breathe. It was the stabbing pain in his chest. Ended up having to cancel the show an hour before it was set to start to go to the hospital. And so it's going to be interesting because his next scheduled performance is tomorrow. He's supposed to be in Cleveland, and then he goes to Pittsburgh the following day. So we're going to see if there's any others that he cancels. But he said he promised everybody that he is going to reschedule that Boston performance. He will be
back. Well, he should. There's nothing, I mean, you fix yourself up and go back to work unless they give the money back. See, that's always...
Well, but that's the thing. Most people, they do give the money back because there's so much more involved, whether or not the band has the availability to work, if the venue is even open. There's so much that goes into rescheduling, but he promised that tickets can be refunded if they want, but he will be back and he will reschedule.
All right, well, you hold a good thought for him anyway. Post Malone here on Doug's Good Day at 28 After.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A gunman on Monday morning killed 13 people and wounded 20 others in a school shooting in central Russia. The school is located in Hezevsk, a city about 600 miles east of Moscow in the Umurtia region. An energy-gaining tropical storm, Ian, was expected to intensify into a hurricane on Monday and possibly into a Category 4 storm as early as midweek. The hurricane will approach Florida's west coast by midweek. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CBS News Sunday night warns the Kremlin on its nuclear weapon threats.
We've heard a lot of irresponsible rhetoric coming out of Vladimir Putin, but we're focused on making sure that we're all acting responsibly, especially when it comes to this kind of loose rhetoric. We have been very clear with the Russians publicly and as well as privately to stop the loose talk about nuclear weapons.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a fellow who donated a fossil that he found. He was hiking. This fossil apparently is like 50,000 years old. Bada boom, older than me. He says, money isn't everything. Good for you, sir.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ba, 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 ba. Okay. Maybe that's enough of that. Okay. Let's truck on into your life again here. Doug Steffens' Good Day program coming up on 35 past the hour. The inside story of what's going on in the universe today. What can you do to make your life better? How is your life today going to be better than it was yesterday? Have you thought about that yet today?
Oh, sounds like a good opportunity to discuss gratitude and journaling.
Yes, gratitude is good.
Start your morning thinking of three things that you are appreciative of.
What are you thankful for? Do that every day. Why not? And a lot of people think that fall is a good time to start new rituals. The shifting seasons, I think this happens, you can do it at the beginning of any season, right? You can use any excuse, the beginning of any hour, beginning of any day, beginning of any week, beginning of any month, beginning of the new year. It's all about resolutions. Well, you can make resolutions every day to have access to better thinking. So happy fall and happy doing what comes naturally. There's a story from Oklahoma High School calls on two young girls to help avoid a forfeit. This is a Wewonka. Is that how you pronounce that? Wewonka?
Wewonka. That's what I thought it was. Yeah, Wewonka.
Yeah. 70 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. I think you can probably hear us in that neck of the woods. This is a real small town, almost a Midwestern small town, Oklahoma.
Less than 200 students for the entire high school.
Yeah, right. So, they do not have, when they're ready to play games, like when they have football probably there, that sort of thing.
Yeah, specifically the football, because of apparently multiple instances due to different reasons, they weren't going to have enough players for their football game, and they were going to have to forfeit. And for so many high school kids, they play because they just love to play. It's not about the scholarships. It's not about the a dream of going to the pros. They just love to play. So when there's a forfeit, even if they lose, which they did lose by a lot, it's still just being able to have fun. And when you forfeit, you can't even really scrimmage the other team or anything. Depending on the school rules, some schools will allow members of the other team to play for the other school's team just to have a scrimmage, even though you automatically that those people won. But they had two female students who jumped in and were like, hey, we'll play.
9 years old
and then,
something.
Yeah, and they were able to play. It was Natalie Davis and Callie Ramsey. And
did I lose? Did I just drop out again there?
Was
did
that you
hear
or was
me?
That me?
I don't know. I think it was a little of both. We just got a little bit of a problem here with connections. You okay, James? You got me now? All right. Okay. Meanwhile, we had a little technical. It's a problem with technical. All this technology that takes us to do these programs today, but hey, if it gets a hiccup, bingo bango.
But yeah, Natalie Davis took on number 9, and Callie Ramsey took on number 5, and Wewonka fell 47-14 against whom they were playing, but they had fun, and the point is they got to play.
Yeah, girls playing football. I don't care about football so much, but I think we need to encourage more. There's more equality these days. I know this will make some people want to throw something at the radio, but there is equality in the sexes. In many ways.
Yeah, and a lot of times if the kickers or their down kickers or people got hurt or whatever, they'll pull from the soccer teams. And we've seen so many stories of females who are the quarterbacks. And I think it has become a rule that if a school, a sport doesn't have both a boys team and a girls team, that all genders, all sexes are permitted to try out.
That's part of Title IX. But it's, you know, when you get right down to it, the credit... In this case, these two girls, the credit belongs to them. They were actually in the arena. They stepped up, and they did what was necessary. And so there's some praise for them and praise that's deserved. All right, other praise here. Mm-hmm. People are excited because Rihanna has been named to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. Isn't that interesting? The first real weekend of football in the official season. And now we're talking about the halftime at the Super Bowl, and that's the end of the season. So anyway, the NFL said that Rihanna would be the headliner. Rihanna is, do we care what Jay-Z said? Why do we care what Jay-Z?
Rock Nation is teaming up with NFL for the halftime show, and she's one of the artists.
Okay.
On Rock Nation. That's who her label is.
And she's married to Jay-Z, right?
No, Beyonce is married to Jay-Z.
Oh. So why does anybody care what Jay-Z says about Rihanna?
Because Rock Nation is his production, is his label. And she's a Rock Nation artist.
Got it. Okay. So, apparently the NFL asked Taylor Swift about headlining, but she took a pass.
Yeah,
she'll
like
do it some years.
Months ago. She wants to. She just doesn't want to do it until she re-records all of her music because she doesn't want to play anything that other people would make money for, and she doesn't want to leave anything out either. So she has, I think, 6 albums that she has to re-record, and she's only really done 2. So when she's done, she says that she would love to do the Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, anyway, I think this is cool. Congratulations to her. I was looking at Rihanna because I don't really claim to be a knowledgeable person. Rihanna is one of those people that's sort of out there and is not in my wheelhouse. But I remember you pointing out to me a couple of weeks ago about Rihanna helping. This tells me a lot about who she is. She was in a restaurant, and there was a lot of cleanup after.
Yeah, it was a big girl tonight.
Right.
Yeah, it's not necessarily that there was so much cleanup, but they showed up, and there was pretty much closing time, and she begged them to stay open.
Yeah,
and so they were already staying late. So so once they were done, she and some other members of her party, they helped the restaurant staff clean up so that they could close as soon as possible and all get home.
Yeah. So that's cool. By the way, she's a billionaire, isn't she, at this point with all the things that she does?
Yeah, so many things. She has a makeup line, clothing line.
Yeah. Okay. So the reason that it caught my attention, a couple of weeks ago we were also talking about the Guinness Book of World Records and how it all got started. And I thought to myself, in the headline of this story was a focus on the restaurant itself, which is a highly touted restaurant wherever she went. It's called Caviar Russe. It's got the number one rating on the Michelin restaurant guide. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, how does the same with the, you know, when you think about these guides and how they come to be. And then so I dug around. Michelin is a tire brand. So what has that got to do with restaurants? What is the connection that brings them together? So I went back to the origins of the Michelin tire company. It's probably the best-known tire brand in the world. It is the oldest. The Michelin tire company was established in 1889 by two brothers in France when there were 3,000 cars in all of the country, and they needed tires. And these two guys, pretty smart, recognizing driving and mobility was going to be around. Cars were not going away. They were here to stay. So they developed a plant that in the process to make tires. And so to encourage road travel and to boost sales of their tires, so more people obviously were going to be on the road, so we need guides. So in 1900... the first edition of the Michelin Guide was published by the two brothers, and 35,000 copies were given out free. And so as the tire company grew, the guide grew, there were specific editions that were made for each country. It was first France, and then it was Europe, and then it was America. And so the grandson of one of them anyway, decided that he had taken over the Michelin Tire Company. It was so popular, he decided to charge for it. And so now I guess you have to pay for it. I've never actually paid for one. I've seen them. But anyway, the Michelin Star System was born in 1926 so that they would name restaurants in specific categories of specific places and hotels as well. They would, at first, I guess they took ads for this stuff, and then they decided, no, this is, the Michelin Guide became so important that it sold on its own. They didn't need advertising, and the advertising corrupted the ratings anyway. That always happens, right? When if you want to get a legitimate rating, it's like Angie's List, right? I don't think they pay to be an Angie's List, do they? That's one of the things that she prides herself on.
I don't know. And I think that there was something that was going on with Angie's List, and they had to rebrand, and it's called something
Angie's
else.
Now.
It's
called
yeah,
Angie's.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah,
Angie's.
But I'm not sure that they needed to pay to get on it, but subscribers are supposed to pay to get the information
right
off of it.
Yeah, well, that was the case with Michelin. Anyway, so there are all kinds of now restaurant guides, the Michelin restaurant guide, the hotel guide, and it's become a separate industry. It's a great, back in 1957, the guide rewarded restaurants that provided good meals at moderate prices and featured them in the Michelin guide. I think I remember seeing pictures of the Michelin man, you know, the guy that looks like a white tire.
The big marshmallow dude.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it's a good promotional device for Michelin. And now it's turned into this whole guide here. And back, I was thinking of that because we were talking about the Guinness Book of World Records and how that happened to come. Remember we had that conversation a few weeks ago about how the Guinness Book of World Records started as a reward. You got a bottle of beer if you won something or you were the best in something. And then it just expanded to now being an entity of itself, of its own. And that's the same thing with the Michelin with the Michelin guide. Was that too much information or was that okay?
It was about the right amount of information.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In a moment, we're going to find out what's happened to Amy Cooper. Remember her? She was the one who was the black bird watcher. She called the cops about the bird watcher in Central Park, and she got sued. Well, that's an interesting story, and it's kind of come to a conclusion. After this, we'll find out what's the conclusion.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com, that's ANGI.com, to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. I remember Amy Cooper. She was fired from her job after she called police about that black bird watcher in Central Park a couple of years ago.
Yeah, she said that he was like threatening her and her dog.
Nonsense.
And here, there's video that went viral, and he was filming her because he also was kind of like, what is happening? But she's on the phone with police saying all of these things. She ends up getting fired. And here he had, his name is Christian Cooper, no relation to Amy Cooper, but he said that the only thing that he did was ask her to leash her dog because that was the law in the specific area of
the park
where they were, that dogs were not permitted to be off leash. And he is bird watching. He doesn't want the dog running off and scaring the birds.
So she said that she was being accosted by a black man, basically.
Yeah, that she and her dog, and then all of this stuff followed suit. She loses her job. She sues her former place of employment, and the judge threw it out.
Yeah, good. Good for him and good for the end of that story. 10 before the hour.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a faithful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, timber brave and sure.
Ever take the tour of Universal Studios in California? Have you ever, Jay, did you ever take that tour? Or Chuck, did you ever take that tour?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Not the one in California. Why, where is that still there? Is that still there, Gilligan's Island?
Yeah.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Really?
Still there. Yeah, like the Jaws thing. It's right, by the way, the Jaws thing and the Gilligan's Island.
No, but Jaws is not in Orlando, Florida. Jaws attraction is not there anymore.
No, but it was originally in Los Angeles. I don't know if they moved it to Florida or not, but it was originally in the same pond that they did Gilligan's Island.
Right.
So, they had a man-made pond at the park, or not at the park, but in the production facilities, and so they used it for all kinds of things. All right, so let's get at it. Chucker, why did we play Gilligan's Island?
Because this day in TV history, September 26, 1964, Gilligan's Island premiered on CBS. First season, 36 episodes, Doug, all shot in black and white. They were told in 90 episodes. The show ran from 64 to 67. I watched the show in syndication religiously. I was a big fan. That theme song's one of the catchiest opening theme songs of all time. Bob Denver was great as Gilligan. Alan Hale, great as the professor.
Alan Hale Jr. was usually Alan Hale Jr. was kind of like Harry Carey Jr. Everybody recognized the name, so they all gave him parts, and then they realized that it was the son of the famous actor, and then they became famous actors on their own. And most of the time, both of them started out as bad guys. If you go back to Alan Hale's, some of the original stuff you see him in, he was a bad dude. And yet he came across it like good actors. He was the happiest, friendliest, it was the most lovable character on that show, I thought, anyway. So
You know, they talked a lot, like, I don't know, like 15, 20 years ago, they're talking about doing a big screen version because they were converting every sitcom into a movie. And they talked about Brian Dennehy as a skipper and Rick Moranis as Gilligan. I actually think that would have been really good.
That would have been all right.
Yes, it would have been. I don't think you could do a Gilligan's Island movie now in 2022. The world has just changed so dramatically. I just don't think.
Well, but I mean, what can we do? You bring up something, and we become kind of negative sometimes about the reality of what's going on. But in terms of whatever it is that works, good stories don't seem to make a difference anymore. It's all this crap, this BS about, you know, the Transformers and blowing things up and killing people and all that stuff. Instead of, there are movies and there are TV shows that have good stories attached to them. But you said it here, they don't get good promotion.
Here's another one. Same creator, Sherman Schwartz, This Day in TV History, September 26, 1969. The Brady Bunch premieres on ABC. Total of 117 episodes. That's another show syndication-wise that really caught on generationally. And then 1986, this is an interesting footnote, TV history, Patrick Duffy's Bobby Ewing stepped out of the shower, returned to the show after a one-year hiatus. It was all a dream by his wife, Pam, played by Victoria Principal. That's what we talked about last week about calling Jump the Shark, although I think this saved Dallas because he was such a perennial important part of that show, and his chemistry with Larry Hagman's J.R. Ewing was so important. So I was okay with it. It was a wild creative decision, but I do understand in retrospect why they needed to do it, and I think it worked out, actually.
Yep. All right, so there's been a new horror movie that's been announced, and apparently it's coming out next week. The studio found a creative way to let people know about it, sending background actors to live baseball games.
Really?
The movie's called Smile.
It's getting a good buzz.
Yeah, right. And apparently what they've done, they have gone to Major League Baseball games to plug the show themselves, and it'll get television. You know, these guys are wandering around in the stadiums.
Well, they've been in prominent areas, like right behind home plate, and they are wearing a T-shirt that says Smile, and they're just smiling.
Oh, I see. You know what? I was watching the New York Oakland A's game. I was wondering what that was. There was a woman behind the home plate dugout camera, and she was just smiling into the camera. And a buddy of mine said, she looks like she's possessed. What's going on? I didn't realize. That's funny.
So now you learned something from us, Chuck.
No, I
How
did.
About
Thank
that?
You very much, Doug.
You're welcome. All right. We'll check box office totals tomorrow. They're nothing significant anyway. Chuck Curry here, 59 after on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.